USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first United States COVID-19 vaccinations outside of clinical trials began, kicking off the most urgent mass immunization campaign since polio shots were rolled out in the 1950s. A woman named Sandra, who's a critical care nurse in New York, received the vaccine.
I feel like healing is coming. I hope this marks the beginning to the end of a very painful time in our history.
A bipartisan group of senators is taking a second crack at its coronavirus aid relief plan by splitting the $908 billion proposal into two bills. The first bill containing aid for local and state governments and liability protection, and the second bill dealing with $748 billion for small businesses, unemployment benefits, and vaccine distribution. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. And vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
The FBI is investigating hacking of systems of the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments. The group behind the cyber attack is linked to the Russian government. A spokesman for the National Security Council says the U.S. government is working to remedy any possible issues related to the threat. As far as what the hackers were looking for, cybersecurity analyst Morgan Wright says,
Information, you know, everything from what we're doing with COVID vaccine research to what our positions are on sanctions, what our bargaining positions are going to be. They're especially probably looking at any information during this transition period about what an incoming Biden administration might be thinking with respect to sanctions on Russia, sanctions on allies of Russia, or what our position is on China.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and the Electoral College is meeting around the United States on Monday to certify the results of the presidential election. President-elect Biden set to speak at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Early voting locations are open across Georgia today. It marks the first day of in-person early voting for the January 5th U.S. Senate runoffs that will help decide control of the chamber. Former Congressman and host of Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, says no matter who wins in Georgia, the Senate will look different than it has in years past.
Yeah, a Senate that may be held by Republicans, but also a Senate that's going to be different than other Senates over the past 10, 15 years. It's going to be a far more moderate Senate. If you look at the fact that Mark Kelly and Kristen Sinema now are Democrats from the Republican state of Arizona, you have Governor Hickenlooper, who was a moderate governor in Colorado. He's going to be working with Republicans like Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, also a Democrat like Joe Manchin out of West Virginia, and even Lindsey Graham is now getting involved trying to forge a compromise in this COVID relief bill. So you are going to have Republicans and Democrats working together. I think there are going to be a lot of progressives that are going to want Biden to push further left. The political realities of that just aren't going to allow that to happen because we had an election that was decidedly a split decision between Republicans and Democrats.
Week 14 of the NFL wraps up with the Cleveland Browns hosting the Baltimore Ravens on Monday Night Football. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.